W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH, the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Welcome into the Monday episode of the WTH podcast. Once again with Kareem Daniels. I am Nate Darling. Hello. And thank you for downloading the show. Kareem, how are you?
I am good.
Whoo! Coming up on the show today, what happens when Pennsylvania and Florida collide? You never thought to ask that before, did you?
That's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. we have the... We've got a family dispute that is just terrible. Just terrible. And the Geek Squad, responsible for some justice in the heartland.
Go Geek Squad.
So anytime somebody says shit about Geek Squad, you got something to go, but what?
Geek Squad!
Alrighty. I want to start the show with a little small talk. So we are not very far away. So yesterday was Mother's Day as this show drops.
Yes.
And we mentioned it at the end of Friday's episode. My mom's passed away. My grandmothers have both passed away. My mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law, though. So we still had some Mother's Day business to take care of. So we did that. We had called my mother-in-law last week, said, "Hey, what do you want to do for Mother's Day?" Because she lives up in Reading. And she immediately had an answer. "I want to go gamble."
Okay.
And the next question was, where? She did not have an answer for that. As we're recording this, I still do not know the answer to that. So I don't know if we're going to Reading, she's coming here. I mean, obviously this is all in the past now. Reno, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. But she did not have an answer for that.
we're going to brunch at Bella Brew.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah. Nice, nice.
Yeah. Sunday's breakfast is our thing right now with my Sacramento mom.
Right.
So we went to breakfast and they had the little card on the table advertising for their brunch for Mother's Day. And she kept looking at the card, and I was like, okay. I get the hint.
Well, that makes it easy. It's like, all right, done and done. Done and done. Oh, yeah, that's got to be the busiest brunch day of the year.
Easter was pretty busy.
Easter's always busy, but Mother's Day has to be the biggest brunch day of the year across the board. Because even if you don't talk to your mom very often, you're probably taking her out to brunch.
No. Oh man. So we did the Easter brunch, and that was, like I said, it was pretty busy. And I'm going to order flowers for two of my moms in North Carolina and to take this one out to brunch. And then the other one I'm not acknowledging.
Well, that's a lot of moms, so, I mean, that's only fair.
Yes.
They got to maintain a minimum standard of momness to qualify.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that should be the case no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, my brother told me a funny story. Some people will see it as sad, but it's a funny story. So my foster brother, who's my first brother that I remember, because his mother came and got me, or his mother took me in when I was six. I've been saying 2 weeks all this time. And while I was in North Carolina, I actually found out it was like 6 days.
Right.
Yeah. So he tells a story. So my birth mother came to drop me off at the house. Nobody was at the house. So she took me to my aunt's house where my grandmother was. My grandmother was drunk.
That's great for a 6-day old.
Yeah. So my grandmother's drunk. So he takes my grandmother, me and my grandmother, and to drop us off at the house. And so my grandmother walks in the house with a blanket. She had dropped me on the floorboard in the back of the car.
Oh, well, I was back when I was okay. Let the kids roll around on the floor or whatever. Put them in the back window, bounce on the seat down to the floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the '70s.
So he was like, so, you know, she's all happy because she thinks she has the baby.
Right.
And I think at that point she might have had me tucked under her arm like a football. Oh, man. It's great to be able to laugh at that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is good because, you know, drop you on your head, you know, very different conversation.
Yeah.
Lots of loud yelling and nonsensical things. Hey, when you were back in North Carolina, did you realize that they have the world's largest ant farm there?
I did not.
It's at the Discovery Place Science in Charlotte. They unveiled it. The ant farm, it's 4 feet long, 3 feet tall, and 3 inches wide. You know what? That doesn't seem that. I mean, I know they're normally smaller than that, but when I heard world's largest ant farm, I was picturing something bigger.
Yeah.
then, you know, that's like a small table.
Yeah.
Really. It was built by Terminex. You bastards. Certified by Guinness as the world's largest ant farm. As the leader in pest management, we wanted to help people learn about insects and how they impact the world around us. We're delighted to partner with Discovery Place on what promises to deliver a memorable experience for visitors of all ages. Oh, the ant farm, gone now. It was only on display through the 11th.
Oh, wow.
Terminex went out and killed all the ants.
As long as they're not fire ants, I'm okay with them.
Well, as long as they're in an ant farm, they're fine. But what do you think Terminex is going to do to them?
They killed them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that ain't. Can you imagine doing that with any other sort of living thing? You're just like, hey, look at this display of kittens.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you do with the kittens? Oh, we killed them all.
Yeah.
The display came down and killed them all. That's what we did.
Yeah.
They're ants.
They would have you all over the internet.
Interwebs. Yeah. Bad times. I'm seeing a headline on a trending story as I'm scrolling through here. Loose wallaby gives authorities the slip in Netherlands. I'm not clicking on it. I'm just wondering, why is there a wallaby in the Netherlands? And why is it on the loose?
Yeah.
I don't care enough to click on it. Just going to say that. My level of apathy toward that story is pretty.
Loose wallaby.
Pretty high. I dated a girl who's in college. Her nickname was Loose Wallaby. It was. I'm just kidding.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
Kareem, it's been a while. Certainly something has to have crawled up there and started to irritate you.
Oh, my God. So we were just talking about Mother's Day and good mothers. Ladies, it's 2019. You can have sex with whoever you want to. You do not have to produce a baby.
Fact.
You do not have to have an abortion.
Fact.
There's an IUD. There are condoms. There's the regular birth control.
Morning after pill.
Morning after pill. There's the ones you put in your arm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot you get in your butt every couple of months.
There's options.
So you can do this without getting pregnant. And I had a guy tell me, a friend of mine told me the other day about this kid. He works with gang kids involved with gang violence.
Okay.
And the mother of this child told him, oh, I used to think the gang stuff was cute when he was a kid, when he was small, but now he's 15 and she can't do shit with it.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that there was a man somewhere around in their life that tried to tell her, this shit's not cute. You need to. And she was like, Kids aren't fucking, they're not puppies.
Well, here's, but if you have a puppy that bites everyone who comes over and you never correct them for it, and they grow up to be full grown dogs and they're still biting everybody who comes over, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You've got to, when there's behavior that's not okay, you got to do something about it.
Yes.
While they're small.
Exactly. You think it's cute that your little 3-year-old is twerking or dropping it like a hot. That's not cute. It's not. So, you know, then she's going to be 15 and she's going to be in the streets and you're going to be like, oh, I don't know why she's pregnant at 15. It's because you didn't correct her. You thought the shit was cute when she was a baby, when she was a kid.
Right. Your value is not how much you can shake your ass.
It is not.
For money.
So, and then I went to see an airing of a show. It hasn't come out yet. I don't want to call him. I don't want to mention his name right now. But the lady up there had been pregnant 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of sat there and smiled at her and was like, oh, one thing you learn is that you can't tell a woman what to do with her body. Like, no, yes, you can. When you're having, when you're not being responsible in what you're doing, then somebody needs to say something. So we're at a point where, and everybody, and in the conversation I had with my friend was the same thing was, you know, well, you know, you lose your job if you say something. Well, fuck, somebody needs to say something. Stop having kids is fucking thing. Kids are not meant to make you feel better about yourself. They're not toys. They're not fucking pets. If you're gonna have a kid, it's 2019. Be fucking responsible when you choose to have a kid and who the fuck you choose to have a kid by.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're a guy, wrap that shit up.
Yeah. If you're a guy, wrap that shit up.
For a number of reasons. Last week we were talking about, I know you weren't here. One of the stories is about how in New Brunswick, there is a huge explosion of sexually transmitted infections, and they're blaming dating apps. Yeah. It's like, no, it's these people don't want to use fucking condoms.
Use a fucking condom.
Use a condom. If you're a guy, that's the control you have.
Yes.
Wrap it up.
You have no control after that if you don't wrap it up. Wrap that motherfucker up.
Wrap it up, because once your part of you ends up in part of her, then she's got it.
She's, yeah, and she has all the control.
Exactly, because it's her body.
Yes, right.
That's a good one. I've had so much going on that it's hard to get mad at a lot of stuff because I'm trying not to be angry. So it's one of those things that I'm just like, ugh. So this is going to be a weird one that upset me. So I'm doing laundry and we've got comforters and a few other things, and we're washing them, and those you have to wash once at a time. And we have one in particular and it's white and I don't really like it that much, but we constantly use the goddamn thing, and it takes not one, not two, but 3 or more cycles through the dryer.
Oh, I hate that.
To get that one bitch dry by itself. Like, turned up to most dry.
Yes.
3 cycles of it. I'm like, it cost us $12 to dry this fucking blanket.
That's why I still go to the laundromat. Oh my God.
No, I'm not going to laundry. We have a washer and dryer. I just don't want to use this fucking blanket anymore because I'm irritated with it. It's like, why isn't it dry yet? It's not really any thicker or any more special than any of the others, but for some reason, it just holds that moisture right in the center. Fucking trapped.
Yeah.
And you don't dare fold it up when it's just a little bit. It's like, oh, I'm folding. I'm like, maybe I can get it. I'm like, no, it's going to fucking mold and then it's going to stink. And then be like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
What's that smell? Oh, that's the smell of mold in the blanket. What? And then it's a whole thing. That's my fault.
Yes.
Fuck that blanket.
Yes. Like I said, that's why I go to the laundromat.
Fuck that white blanket. I was like, I almost went like, do we have any rope so I can run a goddamn clothesline somewhere here? We don't, but
yeah.
And it's too big. That's the other thing. It fits on a king size bed. It's too big to put on. I'd have to have the clothesline up higher than the goddamn house.
So you would have to have the clothesline where there are actually two clotheslines, and you'd have to hang them across both of them.
And we don't have a clothesline, let alone two. I hate this fucking blanket. Really do. That's my grievance. I hate that fucking blanket. Anyway, that's it. That's it for the airing of the grievances. It's true. I've come to a more zen-like place in my life where I try not to get too upset about a variety of things. So it's like, oh, plus I'm, you know, not having a regular go to work and deal with people all day job and commute to work all day job.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of those same irritations.
Yeah, the universe is testing all of my patience these days.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Been there. For me, it's just like, okay. I'm good. I mean, I have a bunch of things testing my patience, but they're not things that getting, you know, having a grievance about is going to really do anything about.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to get into the office, but you know, that's a whole other thing. So there we go. All right. So I mentioned before the Geek Squad, and this happens way more often than you would think.
Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad. By the way, here's a pro tip for all of you people out there who might have things on your computer that you don't want other people to see or know about. Do not bring your computer to the Geek Squad.
Nope.
You know where you bring your computer? That place where they shred hard drives and you write it off as a loss. And don't sit there and go, but that laptop cost me $1,200. Well, there's an Iowa man who's facing child porn charges, and he was arrested after he brought a gravy-covered computer into Best Buy for repairs. If you dump gravy into your computer and there are things on there that will get you arrested, just go, well, shit, I guess this thing is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Geek Squad member discovered illicit images on the machine. Investigators say Robert Leo Watson, who's 54, brought his laptop to a Best Buy near Des Moines. He had spilled gravy on the keyboard, rendering the device unusable. He purchased a replacement computer and then paid an additional fee, so he paid extra to have the files on his used gravy-covered computer transferred to his newly purchased computer. During the file migration, the Geek Squad workers noticed multiple images being transferred that they believe contained child pornography. They then contacted cops, who seized both computers as evidence. In a subsequent police interview, Watson reportedly admitted to downloading images of 4- and 5-year-olds that he felt were about to have sex. He claimed to have downloaded the photos because he wanted to tell other people about them. Well, I bet you did, you sick freak. He saved the images under file names like 13-year-old and 14-year-old. That doesn't make it better. He was charged in late April with 10 counts of possessing depictions of minors engaged in sex acts. By the way, remember when I said it was cheaper to just burn that motherfucker to the ground?
Yes.
He's in the county jail on $50,000 cash bond. He's facing the two felony charges. For which he is probably going to spend a good bit of very unpleasant time in jail.
Yeah. Because he might not make it out.
He might not make it out. So, that $1,200 laptop, man, it sucks. I lost all my stuff. Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh my God.
Idiot. I mean, good that they got him, but good Lord. We asked earlier what happens when Florida. Oh, no, this is not that story. Oh, God. This is just Pennsylvania all by itself, Kareem.
There are parts of Pennsylvania that is a lot like Ohio.
Yeah. Well, they touch in places right near the taint. After his mother kicked him out of her Pennsylvania residence, a 33-year-old man flushed his grandparents' ashes down the home's toilet.
He needs to be kicked in the balls repeatedly.
Yeah, it's a weird retaliatory move, and he's now facing criminal charges. According to a court complaint, Thomas Porter Wells moved into his mother's Pittsburgh area home last year, but his stay was cut short due to his drinking and alleged use of marijuana. Police charged that before Wells departed the home, he went into his mother's room, her name is Denise, and he retrieved the cremated remains of her mother and father. He then allegedly flushed the ashes down the toilet.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
He should never be invited to any other family function ever in his, like, he should be disowned, disavowed, cut off, cut out. Look, somebody needs to go through their family photos and cut him out of any picture that he is in. Mm. If you own your parents' insurance, anything that has anything to do with you, you need to be.
Well, he's 33, so.
You need to be exercised from the family. Exercise, all that shit. You need to be kicked the fuck out of the family.
Yeah. You moved back in, put a roof over your head, said, hey, don't smoke your weed in my house.
Yeah.
No. Don't be drunk and don't smoke your weed in the house. No.
If he calls from the jail, like, don't put no money on no books. Don't go see him. Fuck him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not. I mean, maybe he's going to send a Mother's Day bouquet, or maybe he sent one to try and make up for it. Anyway, the remains were stored in a box in the bedroom set up with a memorial for her late parents. Porter, who's 52, told cops that Wells denied disposing of the ashes during a phone conversation. However, in a subsequent text message, he told his mother that he would someday flush her remains down the toilet, as first reported by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
She kicked her straight in the nuts.
Well,
if she should have.
Well, someone should. Specifically, he texted, quote, yup, and soon you'll die and you'll be going in the same spot where you belong, down the shitter, you bitch, end quote.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, they should leave him locked in jail. They shouldn't pay any money on his bail, and they should file a restraining order against him.
Yeah. He was arraigned for criminal mischief and 2 counts of abusing a corpse. He was free on non-monetary bond, and we'll have a preliminary hearing very soon in district court. Now, I'm doing the math. He's 33, mom 52. She was 19 when she had him.
Yeah.
Use birth control, kids. Use birth control.
Please.
Or else one day, your little shit will threaten to flush your remains down the toilet, too. Wear a condom. That's all I'm saying. All right. So what happens? What happens when Florida and Pennsylvania collide? Well, it's an epic shitstorm of stupid. Kareem, it's 3 white people.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And police believe alcohol played a role in the incident. So I think you know where this is going. 2 off-duty Philadelphia police officers, as well as a retired officer, were arrested following a fight with a deputy at a Florida restaurant.
Wow.
So it's cop on cop violence. Now, the incident took place, as you would expect, at Krabby Bill's restaurant. In a place called Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. Around 11 p.m. Now, deputies responded to the business after receiving a report of a domestic battery. When they arrived, they found Paul Seeger, who's a 51-year-old retired police officer, pushing his wife, Cindy Kane, who's a 44-year-old Philadelphia police officer. The deputy approached the couple as they argued near an intersection. Seeger allegedly walked away as the deputy told him multiple times to stop. And when the deputy grabbed Seeger's arm, he resisted while Kane pushed the deputy's arm away. Frank Bonnet, who's a 44-year-old Philadelphia police officer, then approached the deputy, threatened him. Here's the great move. Removed his shirt, clenched his fist, and began cursing at him.
Definitely white people.
I
that might be the whitest thing.
That's white trash right there. Oh, boy. Removed his shirt, clenched his fists, and began cursing at him. I have to imagine that cop was either Hispanic or black.
Yeah.
Police say both Seeger and Bennett continued to approach the deputy in an angry and hostile manner, but despite more warnings, the deputy then used an electronic control weapon on Seeger, but it was ineffective. Seeger then allegedly took a combative stance, but the deputy managed to take him to the ground, leading to a violent struggle between the two. Seeger was eventually handcuffed and taken into custody. Responding deputies also arrested the other two. Seeger charged with domestic battery and resisting an officer with violence. Kane, she's charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, while Bonnet is charged with assault on a law enforcement officer. Police believe alcohol played a role in the incident.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Kane and Seeger were also allegedly uncooperative during the investigation. So drunk and uncooperative.
We're the police. We don't answer to no goddamn body. Well, I'm a police officer, too. You ain't a Philadelphia police officer. You ain't shit.
You ain't in Philadelphia. I mean, oh, my God. By the way, great salt of the earth. Cops are the greatest. Stop making broad sweeping statements. Some cops are assholes.
Exactly.
Some moms are assholes. It's stop making bold sweeping statements, both good and bad, about people.
And Philadelphia cops are definitely assholes.
I've not experienced a Philadelphia cop, although I've seen parking wars a couple of times. They're not real cops, but did I ever tell? I think we talked about this once. We went to Philadelphia, and Leslie and I did a Segway tour of the city.
Yeah.
That was way more fun than you would think.
I remember you telling us about that one. Yeah. The Philadelphia police, the fucking police commissioner, they had one who was like the fucking Donald Trump of Philadelphia.
Sure.
Yeah. So they're still recovering from that.
It's a lot. When you've got an asshole in charge, it takes a lot once they're not in charge anymore to go through and do the apology tour and fix all their shit.
Yeah.
And even as we go forward through 2020, if somehow Trump doesn't win re-election, there's still going to be a long fucking road to hoe to deal with all of the shit that's you know, all the bad blood between us and all of our allies.
Yeah.
All of that. I mean, there's that.
Fuck Philly police.
I wasn't that excited about Philadelphia.
I hope you get some bad meat on your cheese steak.
Oh. Spoiled cheese whiz.
Yes.
Oh, that'll eat a hole right through you. Just saying. Would you like wit or without? Wit or without? All right, let's. Before we get to small town news, I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com and all of our old school listeners, NateDarlingShow.com, either web address, they go to the same place. You can do it too. Just click that Shop Amazon tab at the top of the page. It takes you right to Amazon.com. Shop like you normally would. It does not cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. We also have an affiliate program with Target. There's a link at the top of WTHpod.com where you click that and you can go ahead and do your Target online shopping. Whether you want it shipped to you or whether you just want to pick it up in store, you can go ahead and do it that way. And then if you're, let's say you've got two young kids in your car and a wife at home who just gave birth to the last one and you're going out to run your errands, you're like, I need to go to Target. You go ahead and you click through that Shop Target tab. Do order your stuff and they bring it out to your car.
Hey, you can actually order your wife's pads and have them deliver them to the car. You don't have to walk through the aisles with one on your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I believe that. And you can even set that up for like an auto renew. So it ships like every month.
Yes.
So you look, honey, I set you up on auto renew. Exactly. So I was thinking of you so I don't have to think about it.
Exactly. I got you covered, girl. I got you covered.
You only did it so you don't have to think about it every month. Well, I have to think about it every month.
Just trying to show you how much I love you.
Yeah.
So we're not going to fight anymore.
Right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, that doesn't do that. I was like, hey, I wonder if I punch my computer if it makes it play over here. It doesn't. Spoiler alert, it doesn't.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All righty. As we head off to the great white north of Grand Forks, North Dakota. Oh, she's gone back to the place where her fame first took off. On the Eat Beat, Marilyn Haggerty. Locals have their favorites at Olive Garden.
Yay!
Since its arrival in Grand Forks 7 years ago, the Olive Garden has become a well-known destination. With seating for 298, it is one of the largest restaurants, and people all around the Forks have their favorite dishes at the Olive Garden. The endless pasta is a draw for Dean Opp. Soup and salad combinations are the choice of Rob Johnson. Fettuccine Alfredo is the first choice for Nikki Nelson. She usually ends up taking half of it home. Anything, I love pasta. That was the response of Sheila Stevenson. The menu lists antipasti appetizers for sharing. Soup and salad choices are also popular with customers. Classic favorites include cheese ravioli and classic lasagna. And there are choices lighter in calories listed under a section of Tastes of the Mediterranean. Ricky Ward, the general manager, says customers tend to eat lighter with the coming of spring. They order more salads. For those who keep track of calories, the menu includes them. Still, the calorie count does not burden down the menu. There's an effort on the part of the staff to extend a warm welcome to customers. And the restaurant itself is fashioned in the Tuscan farmhouse style with a welcoming entryway and a fireplace in the dining area. Now, for a limited time, the Olive Garden is offering a dessert not listed on diet plans. The chocolate brownie lasagna is $6.99 and it has 910 calories. My suggestion would be sharing the dessert with at least three friends. That's great, because I would suggest sharing the WTH podcast with at least three friends, too. Tell them about it. Now, my original review of Olive Garden in Grand Forks was March 7th, 2012. For reasons I never understood, it went viral. And that led to three appearances on the Anderson Cooper Show. The late Anthony Bourdain published a book of my area restaurant reviews in the Grand Forks Herald. There were invitations to national television shows, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. There was dinner at the fine restaurants in New York, including Dovetail and Liberta Inn. And the beat goes on. The Olive Garden, 3160 32nd Avenue South. You can call them at 746-2038. I love that in Grand Forks, you don't need to dial an area code, apparently. Ricky Ward, of course, mentioned him before. He's the general manager. They open daily at 11 and close at 10 p.m. weeknights and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Seat 298. Now, the report card, it's one of the largest restaurants in Grand Forks. The Olive Garden has, in 7 years, established itself as a popular choice for lunch or dinner. The menu is easy to read, and parking is convenient. Is that a plus? The menu is easy to read?
I guess it's big font.
Well, for old people, I guess that would be. I'm guessing, other than this podcast, I'm guessing most of Maryland's readers are probably 60 plus. I'm going to guess. Not all, but most. So an easy-to-read menu and convenient parking is probably important to them. But, that is definitely small-town news. When not only is the Olive Garden great 7 years ago, you go back and go, you know what, that Olive Garden? That's Italian. And there's nothing wrong with the Olive Garden. There really isn't. But it's a chain restaurant. It's pretty much the same everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're limited to what they have in Grand Forks.
Dude, when I live in Plattsburgh and the Applebee's came, we were so excited.
Yeah.
I mean, now there's a lot more choices, but it was like, finally, something new. Applebee's.
I don't even know if we have a Olive Garden in where I'm from.
I don't remember if there was an Olive Garden in Plattsburgh or not. I'm not really an Italian diner. I don't think there was. I think you had to go to Vermont. I think you had to either drive around the lake or hop a ferry and go to Burlington to go to the Olive Garden.
Oh, wow.
There were actual Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
So you could go to them, but if you wanted to go to the Olive Garden, you had to travel a bit. So, I mean, I get it. Living in a small town, I get it when you have a place like that and you're like, Well, all we had before were these little mom and pop places. Hell, this place seats almost 300. This is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But that's the whole point of small town news. You don't really understand how, if you're not from a small town, you've never lived in one, you don't really understand the excitement of going, they're building an Applebee's. Oh my God, they're building an Applebee's. Do you know when it's going to open? I heard it's going to open in 2 months. Oh my God, that's going to be so great.
I know I took, where do we, I went to Florida to visit my aunt and I took them to dinner and we went to like, I can't even remember the restaurant we went to, but it was like a restaurant that out here, like we went to regularly.
Right.
And they were just like, oh my God, we're going like, ooh, you must have money. And I was like,
Well, people get the idea. It was at Red Lobster.
It was Ruby Tuesday.
So oh, okay.
That's what it was. I was like,
people tend to get the idea that certain restaurants are, you know, look, if it's more than $10 for my entree,
yeah,
that's an expensive restaurant. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
When you make $6.57 an hour, I know minimum wage is like $7.50 now, but when you make that money, if I want to have something to eat and a drink, it's going to be the equivalent of 2 hours of work.
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, because you think about Florida, you think, oh, Florida, you know, you think of Florida like you would think of L.A. or like New York or California, but it's not. Fucking wages are suck ass unless you're, yeah.
Yeah, the cost of living is quite a bit lower in a lot of places in Florida, but yeah, it's one of those things that you're just like, oh, weird. Well, when people hear about California, they picture L.A. and they picture San Francisco.
Yeah,
and they don't have any sort of concept of
anything
driving else. Through Visalia or
yeah.
I mean, some of these little podunk towns here and there where it's like, oh, population 253.
Yeah,
and there's nothing here.
Towns I'd be trying to get in and out of.
Yep. Those exist here.
Yeah.
Redneck towns, backwater towns. We have them. Yes. Welcome to California.
I used to tell my boss all the time, like, yeah, where are you sending me today? He's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going there, bro.
Well, what are you going to do? Yeah. All righty. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. A little bit shorter than the other two, but hey. Three new shows every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for your eardrums. And again, please tell a friend about us. If you like the show, pass us along.
That's it.
Yeah, got a lot of good stuff going on here. We'll see if Jason's back next week.
Yep.
Hopefully things are going so well with his ever-growing family that he will be back in studio with us next week.
Yeah, and his in-laws should be in town soon to see the new baby.
I think they're in town now, but
yeah.
Again, they're still very much in adjustment phase. It's been, I think as we're recording this, she's been home for a little less than a week from the hospital.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot to go through all of that. So, and it's not like, hey, dude, rush back. It's more like, hey, we miss having you.
Yeah.
So, you all have a great one. We're back on Wednesday. So, they come back really quickly. Also want to remind everybody, if you haven't, check out the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. It is available every weekday morning. It's a 5 to 10 minute show about news stories that I find interesting, fascinating, or, irritating. And pop up every day. So quick listen. You can get that anywhere you get podcasts. We'll see you next time. Bye.